You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ellen Dubin, and you're listening to Weeby Geeks podcast. Keep listening.
And welcome to another episode of Weeby Geeks. It is Mike who is distracted as I'm trying to move my soundboard around. And it's also Derek, Brett, and Jules, which Jules is back. I'm almost afraid we're going to have Mansers Part 2.
I had testosterone flying around last week.
So, you were definitely missed, Jules.
Aw, thanks.
So before we get too much further, I just want to get some bills paid, I guess, or as they would say on radio, but just get some of the official business stuff out of the way. Check out Amazon.com, especially since, July 18th? July 15th? When are they doing that? Their big Prime sale, especially if you're Amazon Prime. Oh, gotta look now.
I didn't even hear about that. Are they doing a sale?
They are doing a huge sale for their 20th anniversary. Ooh. Really? They've been around 20 years?
Wow.
July 15th. It's going to be called Prime Day. More deals than on Black Friday. So yeah, if you're a Prime member, check it out. Go through the website, weebygeeks.net. Choose the Amazon tab and help out the show, especially if you're scoring on these big deals. Again, with that, check out too, if you're a gamer, huge gamer, or prefer private Skype conversations, check out the CAD Audio U2 headset stereo microphone, or stereo headset with microphone. It's a USB setup, Skype ready, Google Hangouts ready, game ready. So check that out as well. And since you guys are probably already at San Diego Comic-Con, or San Diego Comic-Con's already passed, doesn't mean it's not too late to get superhero hype gear, you know, like their hero box or t-shirts and other accessories. Or for you ladies out there, Her Universe. She's got a bunch of new stuff coming up as well. So yeah, that's the business side of things. That's done and over with. How have you guys been in the last week? God, it's a mouthful.
Good, just
pretty good.
Seeing my timeline filled with all the people at San Diego Comic-Con and wishing I could be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What, one of these days we'll make a Weeby Geeks trip out of it.
That'd be awesome.
That would be.
Yeah.
So.
It's something else. It's fun time, but man, you get to see like one thing while you're there because it's so busy. It's like pick one thing you really love and that's what you have to commit to. And you have to be there at like 3 o'clock in the morning to see it.
I want to say I saw pictures yesterday where they said line for Hall H, 5.
Yeah.
There was already 5 people waiting in line from Hall H.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, I mean, for me, yeah, I would love to be at the various panels, but knowing that how crazy, how nuts they are. I have no problems just being a floor guy and hitting the exhibit floor for 4 days. Because I can definitely zone it out. Okay, I'm going to go from here to here. Unless I know there's exclusives I want to get. And then get a couple extras to flip on eBay. Because that's going to be the big thing. Is people getting getting extras and flipping them on eBay for triple the amount that they paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is there's suckers out there that are going to do it. So life is good. So, I'm like, you know, screw the bills. I'll make it back twofold. Let me spend that money at the show. I'll make it back.
You only have to wait in line for 4 days for the exclusives.
Yeah.
The lines are ridiculous. And it's funny because, like, you'll see, like, I know what we did. Like, we would be walking by this huge line. I'm like, what's this line for? And they'll be like, Hasbro. And I'm like, oh, of course, that makes sense. Like, but you have to ask because you don't want to follow the line to see where it goes because it's going to take you forever. So you just ask people, what line are you standing in? What line are you standing in? Because there's so many lines. Like,
yeah.
And then if you see a really big one, you know, it's like Stan Lee or, you know, it's like, you know, Stephen Amell or something, because it's just like people get in line so early for that.
Well, I know with Hasbro, one of the big things this year is the First Order Stormtrooper from Star Wars Episode 7. And they're $28 for the 6-inch Black Series, but they're saying it's a limit of two.
Oh, wow.
So... How many people are actually going to get more than two? I'd be curious for.
I don't know.
So
I know, like, when we went to San Diego Comic-Con, we weren't so focused on exclusives, but New York Comic-Con we were, and it was total chaos. The Marvel, we were in line for the Marvel stuff, and it was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we thought, like, we're like, oh, it's not that bad. And then we realized that actually the people that were, like, four layers over, they were actually in line too. Like, we didn't realize. And then, like, we were talking, because you talk to people around you, and I was like, oh my gosh. It was literally a 5-hour line for, like, we wanted to get the Hawkeye shirts, the, like, David Aja art, with the pizza dog on it. And that's what we wanted to get. But we waited in line for 5 hours. We ended up getting every single thing that they had there. Because we had to make it worthwhile. Like, we can't just get two things, you know? So, yeah.
Man, that's when you go up to someone and go, look, I'll give you $10 extra if you just pick up that shirt for me. shorten your line weight. But, Comic-Con. Well, someone pulled a fast one with supposedly a leak from Lucasfilm from San Diego. And it was kind of believable. Except the thing that kind of tipped it off for me was the last film on this list. And what I'm talking about is there was a list of the full slate of Star Wars films, supposedly leaked ahead of San Diego Comic-Con. Leaked to their panel. And of course, they've got Star Wars The Force Awakens, Episode 7, and then Rogue One, the anthology, in the right order. Then they have Star Wars Episode 8, and then they have Star Wars Kenobi, which is as the next film in the anthology. It's like, okay, then they go Episode 9, and then they go the last anthology being a Fett solo film. It's like, okay, that's the flaw. Because whoever did this picture, it must have been done before the announcement of the Han Solo film being the next film in 2018.
Oh,
So we know it's going to go Star Wars, or it's going to go Force Awakens, Rogue One, which is 2016, 2017, Episode 8, then it's going to go Han Solo anthology, then Episode 9, then whatever the third anthology is. Hopefully Kenobi, and Ewan McGregor would still be great for that, because that would almost put him at the right age for an older Kenobi, if they want to hit the older, you know, especially if they want to tie it into the Kenobi book, because that would almost put him around the right age. But the other thing that kind of set me off was they said Fett Solo.
Yeah, that sounds too fishy.
And again, I think if they had released this Monday or Tuesday, or like Saturday or Sunday, it might have gotten more hype. But I'm wondering if this did get leaked a little sooner, and then that kind of forced Lucasfilm to play their hand and go, nope, here's the directors of the Han Solo film, which is going to be the next film. That's what I'm almost thinking happened.
That's a good bet.
Because I guess the original source for this is, all they've shown is that the original picture was the empty room and the blank screen with all the lights on. So, you know, your typical Hall H look. So, but like I said, you know, the next film is Han Solo, and coming, the screenplay is going to be written by Lawrence and John Kasdan, you know, father-son team. And they say it focuses on a young Han Solo, how he becomes the smuggler, the thief, the scoundrel, probably leading up to, I don't want to go all the way up to Episode 4, you know, the whole cantina sequence where he meets Luke and Kenobi. But let's go a couple years before that as the end point, if you're going to go that far. I still would love to see him, you know, I want to see the Imperial Academy days with him as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I want to see the Kessel Run. I want to see him get the Falcon. I want to see how he partners with Chewie. Those are the stories I want to see. And they could hit those highlights in this film. Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, which you might know them from the Lego Movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and 21 and 22 Jump Street.
See, that's what I'm not so sure about those guys for a Han Solo film. Not sure how that's going to with those films and Han Solo. I don't see the connections too much.
It did seem a little odd, but
Well, according to Kathleen Kennedy, the quote from her is, it's not just any filmmaker who could tell the story of such a beloved icon like Han Solo. And I'm excited to say we found the perfect team to handle the task. Larry and John know all there is to know about the character, and Chris and Phil will bring their wit, style, and energy and heart to tell Han's story. I'm going to say, of course, this film is now slated for May 25th, 2018. To me, with her saying that, they've already, Trask, who's doing the Fantastic Flop, was slated for a Star Wars film. And they canceled that in a heartbeat. which I think is...
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be too familiar with the source material.
and look who was originally slated as the writer for The Force Awakens, for the screenplay. And that got scrapped. I mean, he got let go fairly quick. I would think if they don't like the direction that these two are going to go, they have no problems replacing them.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's true.
So, and then for me to get off the rest of my Star Wars high for the week, you guys download the Star Wars app?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's awesome.
My first question is, what theme did you guys go with?
I was boring. I went with the light side.
I went with the droids.
Let's see. I want to say I went... One of my devices, I went light side. The other one, I did droids.
There's a Star Wars app?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about this. I'm the only person probably in the world that didn't even hear about that.
Where have you been?
This was announced. It was announced today and available today. According to StarWars.com, I mean, yeah, there's been lots of press releases, but here's the fun part. Here's where the fun begins with their app. And it's available on both Android and iPhone. So Windows Phone? Yeah, not important.
Sorry about your luck.
Who owns one of those anyway?
To quote the wrestler James Storm, sorry about your damn luck. Here's where the fun begins. Get instant notifications on big announcements, including trailer releases and movie news. Okay, take that. Mm-hmm. Theme your app.
Makes it worth it.
Theme your app with light side, dark side, or droid interfaces, each containing different designs, sounds, and animations. And it's, oh my god, all of it's fun. Unlock 3D characters from The Force Awakens using special augmented reality camera feature. Have you guys tried that yet?
Yes.
Oh my
god. I tweeted out a picture earlier.
The Stormtrooper one is pretty cool. BB-8, it took me a while to get the camera to dial it in, but take and share a Star Wars selfie in various iconic costumes and settings. Derek's already done this.
Yep.
And you know, you look pretty good in the Princess Leia costume.
Why, thank you. I always wondered what the hair would look like on me.
The costumes and settings include in various iconic costumes and settings, including Jedi, Princess Leia with the hair buns, Han Solo's carbon freeze, and more. And then I think it's what? Mustafar, Cloud City, Tanum 5 hallway. Get Star Wars themed weather and 5-day forecast featuring original art and parallax effects of in-universe planets and locales. Like, if I go to mine right now, it says temperature here in Kissimmee is 79 degrees and it feels like indoor.
I got the same thing today when I checked mine.
It says beautiful night for a forest moon stroll. I just want one for Alderaan that says weather Wednesday, Thursday, and that's it. The rest of the day is blocked out. I want to see that happen. Let's see. Wield a white saber. Wield a lightsaber and hone your skills against a training remote as seen in Star Wars A New Hope. Have you guys tried that one yet?
Haven't had a chance yet.
It's actually pretty cool. Share animated GIFs with your families and friends of memorable scenes and Star Wars characters from the movies and TV shows, including Star Wars Force Awakens and Rebels.
Those are cool.
The only thing I'm concerned about is I checked out the Disney gifts, and with the Disney gifts, they say anything that you've tweeted or in the past becomes accessible to the creators as well. And I'm like, okay, now I'm a little hesitant about tweeting something with one of these GIFs. Because it remembers all your keyboard activity. I'm like, yeah, I don't need that. Discover behind the scene fun facts with this day in Star Wars history, such as
that was cool.
What is today's this day in Star Wars history? Star Wars, July 9th, 2005, since we're recording, well, actually, no, the 8th, it's when we started recording. Return of the Jedi opens for the first time in Israel in July 8th, 1983.
Nice.
And as we're still recording and it has passed that timeline, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, opens in Japan, July 9th, 2005. So, but when we get to August, okay, I gotta look it up. August 24th, 1934, actor Kenny Baker, R2-D2, is born. And then in August 24th, 1970, yeah, some no-name host of Weeby Geeks is born. So, the video, see, play classic sound clips and sound effects from your favorite Star Wars characters, creatures, weapons, vehicles, and scenes. Get quick updates with the snapshot news ticker, which the news ticker is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good feature.
Countdown to major releases like Star Wars Force Awakens with an always running timer.
The Force Awakens? I like
that. Force Awakens. which the timer now says it's... Oh, go... No, give me... All right. I don't want the countdown to episode 8. Force Awakens opens in 162 days, 3 hours, 36 minutes, and 40 seconds. At the time of this recording. At the time that I just said that. So, you figure out what time it is. sign up for Star Wars ID and join the growing Star Wars fan community. Choose an avatar, create your own handle, and build a connected profile. Read official Star Wars news and blogs from StarWars.com, as well as app exclusive content, including the latest on Star Wars Force Awakens, creator interviews, and more. Follow Star Wars social channels, watch official Star Wars videos, including movie trailers, behind the scene featurettes, and more, and discover the latest Star Wars digital apps, products, and experiences, all from one central hub. I mean, this thing is amazing, and it is so worth it.
And it's free, so.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, does it cost thing? That was my next question.
For everyone else, it's free. For Jules, it's $9.95.
Cable the mic.
No, it sounds like it's really detailed. Like, I know sometimes when I get apps, there's like one thing to it, and I'm like, did I just get the, like, you know? So I think it's pretty cool that they did that. I'm actually trying to download it right now. I don't know if it's gonna work, but
is Star Wars
it's pretty big, so it might take a bit.
If Disney could do this with Star Wars, then Disney could do this with Marvel or with Pixar, man, or with their own stuff. And I would be okay with all that.
I want a Wall-E one. Just Wall-E. They need to make one for me.
I mean, to me, I think this would be the way to go.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I mean, even if they charged for it, I feel like it would have been really, everybody would get it, you know? Like $1.99 for it. Not that I want them to, but just saying.
Right. Well.
Don't give me any ideas.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
See, did you guys choose to go with the notifications from them to allow the notifications?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I was afraid of, because usually I'm not a notifications guy.
Yeah, but it was Star Wars.
I've got ESPN going off constantly on my phone, so I get tons of notifications.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's a good argument. It's Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason I did it. I'm like, it's Star Wars. I want to know everything. Every notification that comes out, I want to know.
Yeah, good argument. So what else do we have on the docket tonight? We got some news from DC, don't we?
Do we? Let's look.
That'd be you, Jules. I set it up and I get let down.
Yes, we have talked about this on the show before because we were super, super excited. Especially me and Mike both have little girls, so you know we're pretty excited about this. But they announced a while ago about this, and now DC Comics yesterday, their official website went live for the DC Superhero Girls, and it's www.dcsuperherogirls.com. So when you go on there, which I did, it's pretty neat. It has all the superheroes, and then it says, "Welcome to Superhero High." And then it has Meet the DC Superhero Girls down below. Of course, the first one I see, I don't know if it's the first one everyone sees, but of course this is Wonder Woman. So you can click on the different, there's like a little blurb about them. You can click on each different one. That I was trying to look around. That's the only...
Yeah, there's not a whole lot on the site yet.
Yeah, that's the only... It's just the little teaser at the top and profiles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really cool. And then they are going to partner with, let's see, it says Random House Children's Book, Lego, and let's see, Mattel. So Mattel is going to create the toy line in 2016.
My suspicion with Lego is they're going to go the same route as Elves and Lego Friends, and it's going to be that type of figure. More the Lego mini doll instead of the Lego mini fig.
I'm wondering, though, because, I mean, they have the Wonder Woman Legos already in the DC sets. So, but you think it's going to be a different, really different style? Because
Based on the look of these characters, I see it being more of the Lego Friends or the Lego Elves. Now, whereas the mini doll, not the minifig.
Yeah.
But to get a little sidetracked briefly, I guess there's a Lego Joker kit that just came out last month that includes Starfire and Beast Boy.
Really?
Nice.
And I would love to see Starfire added to this list as well in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with the way that the comic is going geared towards them.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. There's plenty of room for expansion because, I mean, you bring in Starfire, you bring in, do you bring in Donna, Wonder Girl, to this as well?
I don't know, the way that the new 52 is trashed her, I don't know.
But I would love to see a couple of the Green Lantern characters brought in, some of those females.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
I mean, Catwoman would be a fun one as well.
Oh, yeah. My son would be really excited about that. My little boy loves Wonder Woman, so this is, even though, you know, it's geared towards girls, I'm hoping that some of the little Lego sets and the little, maybe even the figure I can get for him. He doesn't really know any of the other ones. He knows Wonder Woman the most. He knows Catwoman from watching the old Batman. So those are the two that he's the most familiar with. But maybe, hopefully, Supergirl will get introduced to. But yeah, so
I like cool. The rundown of Katana, Funky, Fearless, and Worldly.
That was fun seeing. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, Starfire on eBay, $17. People selling them separate. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, just buy the kit. Kit's probably cheaper. So, it's according to comic book resources, they're saying that the target demographics is girls ages 6 to 12, which, okay, it's going to be, that's pretty much right up our daughter's alley. No, with your daughter and my daughter. Mm-hmm. It's like the tail end of hers and right at the beginning of mine.
So I kind of wish that they would have came out with this like 5-6 years ago, because not that my daughter isn't interested in superheroes, but she, when she was like 3 years old, she was super interested in all the superheroes. So darn you, DC, come on. No, but I'm glad they're doing it now, but it's just like, you know, where was this when she was little? You know, she didn't have this to look forward to, but.
Well, I'll let you know how my daughter likes it, since she does have this to look forward to.
Yeah.
So that was DC news. We can't leave out Marvel. Who's got what with Marvel?
I've got the Aunt May casting with Marissa Tomei. A lot of people, I think, that I've seen the feedback on it, are complaining about her age, that they think she's too young. But she is 50. I just looked that up.
Is she really?
Yeah. Wow. And they're going for a younger Peter Parker. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm almost thinking 50 is still almost, I would think, still almost too young for Aunt May.
Well, not if you go with the Ultimate Universe Aunt May.
Okay. Oh, why would that be?
She's a lot. Well, she's not as old in the Ultimate comic line, in Ultimate Spider-Man and stuff. They went for a younger, I don't want to say hipper version, but definitely a younger version of Aunt May instead of the old kind of old lady traditional Aunt May that we're used to.
Do you think this is possibly going with Melissa Torme and, you know, the 50 age range, that they might want to kind of also broach, since they were talking about it before, the Agent May aspect as well?
Could be.
I know. Things that make you go, what?
Yeah.
But she's definitely got the acting chops for it, so.
True.
Yeah. When you got utes like she had in whatever
the two that... utes. My cousin Benny.
My cousin Benny, yeah.
So are you sure her as the girlfriend and being the, turning into expert witness? Okay, that was a great move.
Mm-hmm.
So so you guys think this is a good call or a bad call?
No, I'm okay
in the
with
long
it.
Run.
I think with the way that they're it seems like they're going younger. I think it kind of fits in with the direction that they're moving in.
I agree.
Well, it's definitely a Marvel. You can tell Marvel Studios is more involved in this casting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Sony is letting Marvel really take the helm, and they're just going to say, okay, we're distributing. Might be the way that this arrangement has turned into.
Oh, I see that. That would probably be a good thing.
Yeah, with the way that Sony's screwed up everything with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go too campy the first time. Second time, it's too much of a love story. I mean, chick, I'm sorry. I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about it prior to. To me, Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 were chick flicks. I'm like,
I love them.
I liked them a lot.
probably why. Well, I think that for me, it's just over and over again. Like, I feel like we keep going through this over and over again. The casting of Spider-Man, the casting of all these people. And I'm like, I just want one cast for all the movies. Like, but yeah, I loved Andrew Garfield. I loved the entire cast. I loved Emma Stone.
I didn't like Andrew Garfield. I liked Emma Stone, but not Garfield.
I like Garfield.
And I feel like the cheesiness, the whole, like, you know, all the jokes and everything. I just loved everything about that. I mean, I can understand. I seen some of the flaws and stuff, but I just kind of wanted another movie out of that. So now I have to start over again. I hate to be a pessimist because I love everything. And that's why I'm like, I don't want to get too involved with all the Spider-Man news because I feel like, well, we're going to like these characters and start to like the, you know, the storyline and everything. And then they're going to be like, oh, we're rebooting it again. So then it's like, okay, we have to start over again. So I'm just kind of, I really want to get involved, but I'm kind of staying away from all the news. Like when they were picking the person for Spider-Man, I think they did pick someone, didn't they? I'm not sure how I feel about that person. I don't see him as being, I don't know. I guess we'll see. But
I thought after Amazing Spider-Man 2, I was gonna have to give up on Spider-Man.
Especially with all the other, you know, especially with all the other plans that they had going, I'm like, yeah, no,
yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna play this just for Jules. Spider-Man in French. I saw it online, and I almost want to get it in case I ever have to do, so I could purposely do a short side of Mighty Marvel Geeks. I could then just play this one medley. But there's on YouTube, it's like over 8 minutes long of every Spider-Man intro from the original cartoon through the 70s TV series to now. Yeah, you know, to everything now.
That's cool.
I'm like, really? There's 8 minutes worth of stuff? Because I'm sure Brett and Derek, because we were talking about age last week. I think it was off air. Brett and Derek might remember this one.
That
70s
funk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so funky.
With that wah-wah pedal and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the 77 Amazing Spider-Man live action TV series.
Yes.
So that wasn't too bad. It's a lot better than Shazam.
Captain America.
Oh,
you know, as a kid, I didn't mind Captain America, but
it was like plastic and shield.
Yeah,
still didn't bother me too much because the only other Captain America I remember, it was more the helmet that bothered me than the shield. But I'll see you, Captain America, and raise you Legends of Superheroes.
Oh.
the 2 hour with Adam West, Burt Ward, Frank Gorshin, Ed McMahon as the MC, and he was drunk as a skunk.
My friend and I just watched that a couple months ago. He found it somewhere, and we watched it again, and it was just as wonderful as I remember it to be. As, yes, that was sarcasm.
As lightning strikes. So, I don't know. It's, hopefully they do it right. It's just, I'm now curious how much of the accent they're going to give Marissa Tomei. Cause they don't want, I don't know if she's going to be able, yeah, she could pull off the New York accent, obviously. New York City accent, you know, probably whatever borough you need her to, which is what, more Manhattan for her or for the characters?
Mm-hmm. Queens, I think, is where Peter Parker is from.
Yeah.
It's just, is she going to slip into the Italian accent, which is going to kind of kill the character? Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, she's the sister-in-law to Peter's father, you know, so, you know, maybe she started off Italian and married. Yeah, I don't know. I think with Marvel at the helm, I think it's going to be okay.
I think so.
I'm tired of all the reboots. Be a third time for him.
Yeah, but we're getting ready to see it again with Batman as well.
Yeah, true.
So, of course,
you Superman. Think it's going to be a reboot though with Batman v Superman?
With Batman Heart Superman? Yeah, it's a reboot.
Yeah,
it's a reboot.
Because yeah, I don't think we're going to see the whole origin story. Do you think?
No, I don't think so.
I'm so tired of seeing origin stories.
From what I'm hearing, Ant-Man's origin, you know, as an origin film, is going to be pretty good. But that one that was almost justified.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we reboot Iron Man, do we have to start with the whole Mark One suit concept?
In the cave.
I don't think we need that.
They just did so perfectly in the original. It's like, it'd be horrible to see it done again.
Yeah. And to me, Batman Begins, as great of a film as that was, I think they ruined it by doing the whole, they spent too much time with him dwelling on, oh, his parents were shot and I need to get my revenge. Mm-hmm. They should have done the shot, then falling into the cave, being, yeah, you know, they could have shortened that whole sequence up by 20 minutes, personally, yeah. And spent more time with the training.
Yeah.
So, that's just me. Someone order a train?
That's on my end, sorry.
Hearing the train almost makes me want
to
do.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
What is that from?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, okay.
All right, so over on Mighty Marvel Geeks, if you guys listen to it, or any the listeners, also check out that show. We do Picks of the Week, where all of us pick three books, and I was consistently picking Big Thunder Mountain Railroad for the 5 months it was coming out, and part of my whole thing to set it up would be, so, and my next pick is,
hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
If you haven't figured out what it is by now, there's only one way to go. That just turned it into a whole spectacle.
It's going to be the guy with the sounds. Control the sound.
Hey, I would make any wrestler proud with that whole intro. Hyping it up. Mm-hmm. And of course, what was the other one that I've had fun with over on that show? Yeah, we played this song every now and then, and you're never going to hear the original the same way again.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Earth's Mightiest Heroes! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Cause Ultron Funk gon' give it to you! Avengers assemble and fight is on! It's the Age of Ultron!
I love that.
And that video is insane. So, if that one doesn't get stuck in your head, then I'll leave you with this one. Greatest superhero movie, or comic book movie, of the 1980s. Okay, late 1980s.
I used to love that one as a kid.
I still do. And it's all the younger people. Oh, that was such a horrible film.
I've not seen it in a very long time.
And I know Lucas was embarrassed by it as well, but you know, for when it came out, it wasn't bad. It was campy. It was okay. Yeah. You know, when you had Dark, you know, Batman, and was it Batman Returns, you know, coming around it, I mean, it did great. I liked it. It still holds up, so.
Of course, I used to have a big crush on Leah Thompson back then, too, so that was part of why I liked it.
if we're talking the same bedroom, bathroom scene? Yeah. With the, yeah, enough said. Ranks up there with Carrie Fisher in the Slave Leia outfit.
Yeah.
So, of course, that had Rodney Peete's wife before they got married. She was the keyboard player of the band. And of course, an early Tim Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
So, it wasn't that bad of a cat. I think he did this and then went and did Bull Durham. Probably a better move for him. So, but I know with Marvel, there was also some Daredevil news.
Yes, there was. Something I'm excited about. They are bringing in one of my favorite characters into the next season of Daredevil, and that would be Elektra. And they hired actress Elodie Young to play Elektra, who was also played Jinx in G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Okay.
Much better casting than Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But
she looks aging.
But my question is, Elektra was more of a Greek character. I was going to say
she's Greek, yeah.
I was going to say Hispanic initially. So thank you for correcting. so now with her being more Oriental in look, what's y'all's? Well, I know Derek, you said you're a big Elektra fan. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it's a little odd that since she's Greek and they went with an Asian actress. Actually, it says she's French, but I did like her as Jinx. One of the only things I liked about the G.I. Joe movie.
Thing more than what Channing Tatum likes about it.
I think I'm willing to give her a shot.
Okay.
Jeff Loeb is now signed off on her, so I kind of trust what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems pretty happy with that. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited for more Daredevil. I don't care who they put in there.
And we got Punisher in it as well, so we're going to have two enemies in there.
I heard it's going to be super, super dark, too. Not that it wasn't already, but it's going to be darker.
Can they go darker?
Season one was kind of smashing. Door slamming. Heads erupting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that was just one episode.
I missed that show. I binge watched it and then it's over. So
yeah, I tried to make it last, but I couldn't.
I know. I love Netflix so much, but they are killing me when they're doing this. I don't know if it's better to watch like one a week or if it's better to have it all on and watch it all, and then you have to wait like 8 months for like a new episode.
It used to be fun to watch a show and then talk about it with people, but now with things like this, you can't all necessarily watch it at the same time.
Yeah, that's
or,
true. Too.
Or maybe you've watched all of it, Daredevil, and maybe somebody else has watched only a couple episodes and haven't gone through it all yet. So you're like, oh, I don't want to tell you what happens, but.
Yeah, I think Sony and the PS4 did it right with Powers, releasing a big one a week.
Yeah.
I still need to watch that, too.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
How would you guys feel instead of one a week if they did like two a week?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
That'd be that. Yeah.
Still kind of pissed at Disney about, oh, we're going to give you a season premiere of season two, 1 hour special, and there you go. We'll see the rest of you for it in September.
Right.
Yeah.
So how are they trying to make up for it? Apparently Sunday, they're going to air the Clone Wars Lost episodes or Lost Missions.
Oh, okay.
Which was Netflix first. Mm-hmm. It's the same ones that were on Netflix. Apparently they're going to be airing them this week. That's so
cool. I'm still trying to get my family to watch Clone Wars with me. Haven't jumped on board. I've seen them, but I keep trying to get them, even if they just jump in to like any episode, but I want them to start from the beginning, and they're fighting me on it. So then we started Rebels. We watched the first, well, we watched the first episode and then it was recording, and then we got behind, but we all liked the first episode. So I was like, yeah, let's watch Clone Wars now.
Yeah. That season two premiere was awesome for Rebels.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was so good.
I know. Did
y'all happen to catch on to the name of Lando's protocol droid, or the droid he had at the farm?
Mm-hmm.
W1-LE.
Wiley.
Because he's a wily scoundrel. God, I can't talk tonight. What in the world?
Yeah, speaking of Lando, I picked up the first issue of this series today.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that came out today. Quite a bit came out today. Yeah. We had talked about this over on Marvel Geeks about the various variant covers. How many of the variant covers did you pick up?
I did not pick any up, but I saw that there was a bunch of Deaths and Secret Wars ones and things like that that I should have, but I didn't have the money.
So you didn't get...
There was a lot of Archie. Oh.
You didn't get any of the variant covers for Lando?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got the action figure cover coming. I'm probably going to pick up the Scotty Young cover and the regular issue. And
I hate that Marvel's.
I'm just pretty much stuck with, haven't seen a bunch of the other covers. I'm sticking with the action figure covers. I've already started, might as well go ahead and keep going. And Marvel's gonna get my money that way because Kenner did it when we were kids. It's like, gotta get him. And I almost did it with the Vintage Collection, when they brought it back. And I'm like, no. Because there was over 100 figures. I'm like, yeah, I can't. So I'm more after like the Bounty Hunters, and I want to take a look at a couple of the R2-D2s. See, because I don't want the Return of the Jedi sail barge one. I want the original for Star Wars. The Sand Trooper, which they never made a Sand Trooper when we were kids, in the Kenner line. But the Sand Trooper and Stormtrooper ones, I kind of want as well. And I think I got the regular Clone Troopers for the white armor troopers, because I'm trying to collect those as well. So I want to do my own little timeline of the armor. Yeah, the phase one, phase two, the stormtrooper, now the first order trooper. I'll probably do the same thing with the snow troopers. You know, go the galactic marine, then snow trooper, and now the first order snow trooper. I've done it with the pilots, you know, the clone pilot, TIE pilot, and now I'll get there were two different pilot costumes as well, armors. You know, the phase one armor, where pretty much everyone looked the same, you know, that all the helmets were the same for everyone. So, but yeah, that's pretty much the goal, you know, with the Stormtrooper stuff. I've gotten so picky about how I collect the figures now. I just really have.
Yeah, that's takes me back to the 90s with all the different covers and everything. It's like, geez.
Yeah.
Especially, and back then they were only like a couple bucks a piece. Now they're like $4 a piece, and coming to buy all the different variant covers, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It adds up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's what killed the industry back then. All the variants and everything. Yeah. It was too much.
Yeah. I think what they're trying to do now, I think, is trying to get, I don't know if they're trying to get people more into the comic shops and things like that instead of going digital.
Mm-hmm.
And buying the actual comic. I don't know if that's what they're trying to do or what.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the variants are, I don't want to say getting out of control, but I feel like there's so many variants. And, like, we got some today, and then I didn't even hear about this because I've been living in a cave, apparently, but they had Teen Titans Go variants that we ended up scoring two of them, and I'm so in love with them because I'm like, I didn't even know these were here. So, like, and then we got the regular Batman. We got the two of the regulars and two variants, so that was, like, we already got our month, you know, how much we could spend right there. Yeah. I mean, we try to do, like, a $50 limit each week just because it gets so out of control. And then, of course, Saga came out, so we got Saga, and then there was like some other things. We ended up spending $50, and then we went to another comic store to try to find some other variants, and we ended up spending more. I was like, there goes our budget. But yeah, like, I love some of the variants, and some of them I just love so much, and I'm like, I wish they were kind of more rare, not rare, but like not so much that you buy them all and you're broke, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what they're going for. They want you to buy them all. So it's a good thing for them. But
one of the things that's bothering me about the variants is now that we know they're doing so many of like the Star Wars action figure ones each month, do the stores really need to price them at $7.99 or $9.99 each? Can we get numbers out there high enough where they could be normal cover price? I mean, the Scotty Young, they tend to be the same cover price. Why can't the others be cover price? Because I know if I go try and resell it, Han Solo, I'm going to get, you know, pay $9.99 for it, and I could sell it on eBay for $50. But, I mean, some of these others, am I really going to get that $9.99 back in the future? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to sell them anyway. It's more my own pride and joy, but, I mean...
Getting out of control.
It is. It is.
Mm.
I mean, I said that when... And oh my lord, Star Wars issue one, 60, yeah. what is it, 63 different variant covers.
Oh, yeah. That's,
that was insane. That's... And I own five. So, bought four of them. My mother-in-law bought the fifth one. So I have six copies of issue one. So
I think, when the new 52 came out, wasn't there rumors that there was going to be like 52 different covers of that? I'm not sure if it was Justice League or something like that.
Well, Justice League, they had 52 different covers because it was, it was the, each cover, you know, there was a flag for every state that was singled out because there was a Justice League flag cover with just the state of Florida, just the state of Michigan, just the state of Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, whatever. And of course, the territories, Puerto Rico. And I think they even did, and then even Justice League Canada had the flags for the different provinces there, plus the national flags. So, I mean, it was the same cover. The only thing changed on each, I think the only thing that changed on each cover was the flag.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a little easier to do, but still. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're one of those, oh, you gotta have every cover, start shelling out the bucks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Crazy.
But shelling out the bucks, how about it, Jules, with Lego Dimensions? You dropped it yet?
Oh, in case you haven't heard, today, the Lego Dimension, I think it was today, but I saw it today, they released a trailer that's so epic. They released a trailer for the Doctor Who Lego Dimensions. And I was like freaking out because it's so awesome. And the cool thing, well, I guess if you're at San Diego Comic-Con, I'm really jealous right now, you are able to play, I don't know if you're able to play all of it, but you're able to play some of the game, right, like this weekend.
If you get
close
enough.
We have to wait in line for 80 hours, but I would definitely try to do that if I was there. But the cool thing about this is all of the doctors are going to be in it, and then Peter Capaldi is going to be, I guess, the voice. He's the only voice for all of them, I guess, because it said there was only going to be like one voice actor, because you can't get them all, obviously, but and then also when your character dies, you can play the War Doctor too, so you can play all the doctors and the War Doctor. Well, when your character dies, you regenerate as the first doctor, and then you cycle through the series again. So, like, I feel like I'm just going to keep dying so I can, like, the first time around, so I can see all the cool doctors. And then also, depending on which doctor you play, the interior of your TARDIS will change. So if you have the first doctor, you'll get an old school black and white time machine, which is really, really, really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You also get to play, well, you have to purchase. This is where it gets expensive. You're going to purchase the minifigures because you put them on the portals, kind of like Skylanders, if you're familiar with that. You can get a Cyberman, a Dalek, and K-9. So those are like extra. I don't know if they're going to introduce more, but right now that's what the things that you can
buy.
But anyways,
the
trailer is fantastic for it. It's so good. So you have to go watch it right now if you're a Doctor Who fan. Even if you're not a Doctor Who fan, you will become one after watching this. So... and then I know my daughter was freaking out because there's also a portal Lego dimension. And of course Gandalf, Wildstyle, and Batman are actually going into the portal world. So it's really, really kind of funny. We're excited about that.
Is Ian McKellen doing the voice acting for Gandalf? Cause it sounded like him and the trailer.
It sounds like him. I haven't checked to see, but it definitely sounds like him. And I was thinking that when I was watching it, but yeah. So just like so much epicness, and you know what this means, right? Like, they have to make a Doctor Who Lego set now, right? I mean, they have to. It would be
so much. I believe they are.
They are.
Oh yeah, but that's the one that they're making for the Lego ideas. But I mean, like, more Lego sets, like a whole bunch of them. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but I think
it will.
It'd be cool to have the interiors of each different TARDIS.
Yeah,
I know, so many things they can do. I mean, they can have a giant TARDIS. It's just like a Lego. Yeah. Just like 2 million pieces. Just like...
That'd be awesome.
Life-size TARDIS.
And then sonic screwdrivers for each doctor and everything. And just like, oh, man.
Did you see the picture I posted from MegaCon? From the Lego Builders Club, where they have built the Doctor Who screwdrivers, sonic screwdrivers.
I did not see that. That's neat.
I'll have to see if I can find it on my phone, because I know I haven't taken it off. But yeah.
It's funny because...
People are already doing it, so why not?
Yeah, they need more. But in the trailer, not to spoiler alert if you don't want to hear it, but it's funny because when Wildstyle Batman and Gandalf come into the TARDIS, you know, the Doctor saying how he's already met them, but they don't know who he is. So it's just, it's kind of funny how he's already, you know, not one-upping them, but like, you know, he's the Doctor, so he's all-knowing.
What the heck's going on?
That cracked me up.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to say something about the TARDIS, but they didn't. So I was like, ah, that's, you know, but they're too wrapped up. And what an interesting team, though. Wildstyle, who I love. And I love that they have a female in there, of course, because I'm a female. And Gandalf, who I adore. And Batman. Who doesn't love Batman? So, like, it's just... it's just a really great team up.
I love when they meet the Daleks and they say they're friends of the Doctor.
Oh, like, yeah, I know.
Like acquaintances.
I was dying. And then the mini, or what looked like a mini Dalek, and then it got crushed, and then there was a giant one, and I was like, oh my god, like, it just looked epic. And
it sounds like the guy that does the voice of the Dalek from Doctor Who is actually voicing them. It sounds like him.
Yeah, it's just... great. It looks so much fun.
I don't have him on here. I took him off the phone already.
I'm thinking for Portal too. I don't know if you guys watched the Portal one, but the actual portal that you put your little pieces on, I don't know if it's going to be a separate one, because it's like, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it, if it's going to be the same one for all the games. That's what I'm wondering about. Because the way they showed it, they kept putting different people on. Because like in Portal, you come, I don't know, you go through portals, you come out of portals, and you do all this weird stuff, but I don't know. I'm like trying not to spend as much money as possible, and they're like, you know, and then like you see Homer Simpson and everything, so I'm guessing like you'd buy his minifigure and then put it on, and then he's going to be in the game.
Possible,
which is cool.
So it makes me wonder if these minifigs are going to actually be chipped, so it can interface with the game.
Yeah, they are. When you put them on, they kind of like the Skylanders thing. When you put them on, they go wherever. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But
now, when is this supposed to come out?
September, I think. Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's September. It's either September or October.
Yeah, LEGO Dimensions launches in September for pretty much every console. Xbox 360, PS3, Xbox One, PS4, and Wii U. It says, in addition to Doctor Who, there's going to be other pop culture things. Simpsons, Portal, and Jurassic Park, which... Jurassic Park will be interesting. Let me see. Okay, so it's saying right here, I just clicked on the Portal one to see what that is. Let's see. It says team packs are $15. They come with plastic toys only. Level packs, $30, offer the toys and in-game content. The LEGO Dimensions starter pack costs $100 and comes with the game, a toy pad, similar to the Portal of Power from Skylanders, 3 minifigures, Gandalf, Batman, Wildstyle, and a Batmobile toy. So that's what, like, talking about some money for this game, because you think, I mean, I guess a game's $60, but so you're getting the game plus the toy pad plus 3 minifigures and plus the Batmobile. So I guess
which you're gonna end up buying, you're gonna have to buy the toy pad anyways, so
right, I guess it's probably a good deal. I don't know yet, but
it's gonna be insane when all this comes out.
It's
definitely going to blow away whatever it is that Nintendo has.
Oh, yeah. Because I know where I'm spending all my money right here, because they are going to have Wizard of Oz. I mean, who doesn't want to play, like, Toto? Or what's his name? Toto?
Yeah.
The little dog?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to play, you know, the Scarecrow? Like, Back to the Future? Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. It's neat. And then, of course, the hashtag for, in case you want to tweet about it, the hashtag for LEGO Dimensions is hashtag break the rules, which I guess because it's all, everybody's in everybody else's worlds and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is just really smart for LEGO to do.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So, if you guys want to pitch in and buy me that, I won't complain. it's only $100, so, you know, my birthday's in February.
Oh, mine too.
So you're not going to get it until next year? Okay.
I guess it's smart that they have a September-type release date, because then you're thinking of, like, Christmas presents and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that puts it out a month before the rest of the game rush as well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh. I know we put money down on... Because, like, if you go into... We go into GameStop. If you go in there, you can put, like, $5 down on the different things that you want, and then when they come in, you just pay for the rest of it, so...
Okay. So, anyone got anything else for tonight? Or is that pretty much wrap it up? So, well, I guess until next time, on the behalf of Jules, Derek, Brett, and myself, it's only one thing left to be asked, or left to be said, if I could find it.
Want to know more? The bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.